Welcome to the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling. You are about to discover impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you, so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Be sure you visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now tune in, get ready, and enjoy the journey of emerging as a leader of exception in the 21st century.
Welcome, everyone, to the Find Your Leadership Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Vicki Nethling, coming to you from Roswell, Georgia. The goal of this podcast is to bring topics and guests that will empower you to become that confident leader and take your business and your life to the next level. I am very excited to have with me today, January Donovan. And let me tell you a little bit about January. January is the founder of the Woman School, a mindset and skill set training school for women. She has 25 years of experience coaching women and is a two-time best-selling author, Redefine Success for Women. And This Is Me, or This Is The Me. I love that title. This Is The Me. I choose to be. This Is The Me I Choose to Be. I think we should have a t-shirt with that.
Everyone.
She started being featured on Forbes' list of top self-worth strategists. January built a multi-million dollar business in just 2 years and went from zero to 40 plus countries in just 3 years. She shared the stage with top influencers and leaders in the world, such as Ed Milet, John Maxwell, Russell Brunson, Amy Porterfield, and many more. She has a powerful mission to bring honor back to being women. She inspires a message of hope for women who aspire to achieve their highest potential without compromising their marriage and desire for a beautiful family life. She built a multi-million dollar business with her husband while raising 8 children. She believes that women's voices, especially mothers, are needed in every facet of society more than ever. So today, our theme is going to be just like her book, Redefine Success for Women. Please join me in welcoming January Donovan. January, I'm so excited to have you on to talk with you about this.
I'm honored. Thank you for having me. It's an exciting time to be a woman, I think, more than ever in history.
Yes, yes. One of the online mentors that I have is Darren Hardy, and he always, you go through the hero's journey with him, he talks about in the first segment, hey, if you don't have women on your C-level, you need to go and get you some. Mm-hmm. And I love that because for years, for me, it was always, I was taught management by a male influence. And even some of the females were really masculine in their energy. And whenever I started to lead from my gut and from my heart, I was able to get so much more done. And so I love that you talk about training women to be and embrace being a woman and utilizing all these God-given gifts that we have that we've kind of been squishing down for years and years.
Yeah.
So before we get into all of the meat of this, I always ask the simple question, what part of the country do you call home?
Florida.
Oh, I love Florida.
It's warm. It is humid and I love it. And I just need flip-flops because with 8 kids, I can't deal with boots and gloves and hats. So it's home for me. I'm very grateful.
Yes. We were talking a little bit about the weather and I'm originally from Pittsburgh and we had 7 kids in our family and you have to add like another hour just with that many kids. But then if you have to scrape the windows
another hour,
yeah, it's another hour, shovel the driveway. No, I don't miss any of that. I'm so happy that I'm in Atlanta. So, why are women so overwhelmed?
The simple answer is because we are underskilled. Overwhelm often means that we are underskilled. The long answer is three things. Number one, our world has dramatically shifted. We used to be 100 years ago, we had the infrastructure of family, of community. That was kind of a physical encounter. Even the way the infrastructure of our buildings, there was a center of town. Those are not gone. The front porch. So the support system that is necessary for us to actually flourish is not there. Number two, there's no training on how to be a woman. And I know that sounds so almost so kind of simple, simplistic, but if you really take the time to think about it, women today are going 100 miles an hour. And we don't get the mindset and skill set training to pick the right friendship, be a right friend. Make the most important decisions of our life. We make 35,000 decisions a day and we don't have decision-making skill training. And yet we have to find the right person in our life, find the right career, make sure that we make a decision on the most important things in our life without actually the skills. We don't have the skills that we need to manage our mind, manage our home, manage our time, manage our relationships, learn how to communicate effectively, ask for what we want, create healthy boundaries, pivot into toxic places and see. So every season of a woman's life, there needs to be an upgrade of skill set. If from vice president to president, you're going to need a new skill set. It doesn't just sort of, you don't move on through life with the same skill level and assume to actually solve the same problem with the same mindset and skill set. So there it really isn't an infrastructure of training. Olympians have training, have coaches, have infrastructure around them. Why? Because they're competing for the gold medal. Well, this is the gold medal of our lifetime, is who we become as women in every season of our life. So we need to recreate and re-engineer the infrastructure that women have, give them access to practical life training, mindset and skill set training. And I think last, there's a, I would say, a very sinister agenda to devalue women. And what I mean by that is today, when you think about what makes women valuable is based on their money, their possession, their power, what they can produce, their popularity. And so women are chasing a rabbit hole of I'm only valuable if and when I have this much money, I'm this thin, I look like this, I've got the name brand clothes, which is why women buy name brand clothes and the cost of being broke and in debt. Why? Because it makes them feel valuable. Our metric of what makes a woman valuable is so skewed, and it's robbing women of their unconditional worth. And so women today are overwhelmed because they're chasing a rat race to prove that they're valuable because we have an innate need to feel valuable and significant as a human being. They lack the training. Every season of their life, their mothers are overwhelmed. They don't know how to build a routine. They don't know how to say no. They don't know how to manage their home, their mind. So they're suffering there. And then they had to go to work and they also have no communication skills. And we're just trying to figure it out as we go. And every other skill along the way. And then compounding that, we're alone, have to figure out life on our own because there's no infrastructure around us, mentorship and guidance. We have no grandmother around us. In some ways, we've been orphaned. And, and even our own mothers have, walked into this internet crazy world of going so fast, where we've glorified busy and fast. They also lack the skill to manage how the world, how to actually maneuver in the world. They too, I tell women we have a health epidemic in America, and we don't teach people how to cook. We have all these great recipes, and because I teach women, I said the problem is not the recipe. The problem is that they don't know how to clean the kitchen in a way that's 10 minutes and not 2 hours, because nobody taught them. We don't know how to build a routine that allows an integrated life where we understand where does my friendship fit into my date night. So I don't forget my husband when I'm raising my kids, to making sure I'm finding work that I love, to making sure that I'm honoring my own needs, my health needs, my needs for silence, my need for growth, my need for to be fed as a woman. So all this, I think, are stacked up against us. So I think that's why women are overwhelmed. But I do also think that we are at the cusp of saying, you know what? Data tells us we can't go on like this. Data tells us that women are unhappy. I think there's a new hunger of what does it mean to be a woman? I'm tired of the way what's being presented to me. as a woman. And I think what we also have is data from 100 years ago when, the feminist movement, which is one of the biggest movement, if not the biggest movement in history, they have done a lot of great good for women, but they've also, in the
Yes.
process, have also robbed us of our value. Now, no, nobody is perfect, and we can go back into that and try to figure out who's who, fight the fight, and figure out who, and I think that's neither productive.
Right.
What they gave us, freedom. I'm here because somebody died, literally some spiritually died, to fight for my voice, right? The fact that I have a voice, the fact that I can vote. I mean, it was almost a 70-year fight to get us to vote from, 1840 all the way down to, getting the 19th Amendment to get us not to be human, right? To not to be the
Not
property of
to
a
be a
man.
property.
Yeah. And so it's, you've got this war, oh, the radical feminists, and you've got this sort of, no, we have to be conservative. I think that's the wrong battle. We take the good from all that we've gained and learned. We honor the fact that they were also wrestling with their own wounds, just like we have our own wounds. And we look at the first wave of feminism, the second wave of feminism, the third wave, and the fourth wave. And I think we have an opportunity to usher the fifth wave of feminism, which is
I agree.
freedom rooted in responsibility that is designed for a life of wholeness. And I think that's what we're hungry for, is that wholeness, which is really how we redefine success. It's an integrated life by design that is in harmony with your purpose and who you were created to be, never apart from being a woman.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying. The reason I started this podcast when I retired was because I truly believe, just as you said, that there are a lot of folks that don't have that support, don't have that structure, don't know where to go. And for me, I was fortunate. I had my grandparents both living near. I used to go every Saturday and hang out with my grandmother, my dad's mom, cleaning house, having her share her stories. And then on Sunday, we spent the day with my other grandmother doing the same kind of thing with all my cousins and things. And so as I was raising my two girls, I wanted to be sure that they had that they knew they could hang out, come sit on the bed, and let's just talk about how you feel and what you're doing and what you dream for. And I think that's why I want to connect people with others that can find solutions to their problems so they have time to be family, to be a woman, to just not do anything and not feel guilty.
Yes, to just be or
Yeah.
being
I
and or
told
being
you have to just get that t-shirt for sure. This is
it's
me. This
me
is
I
the
choose to
me
be.
I choose to be. I love it. All right, so you talked about friendships, and I think that's really something that is super important. And not just friends, female, female, but friends, female, male, as friends. Talk about the high value of friendship.
So the current scenario and circumstance we have is that there's an epidemic of loneliness, which tells us a lot. Now, I think there is a physical void. We're in the internet a lot, so we don't get to get together with people. But I think the bigger issue is that we don't actually know how to have deep friendships. It goes back to a skill level. Even if you say your grandmother, your children hanging out with your grandmother, not you specifically, but even if they were, they don't actually know how to go deep with each other. So you could go to a party for 2 or 3 hours and never know how to engage in meaningful conversation that actually fuels the depths of your needs as a woman. Or with the right skill, you could be with someone for 15 minutes and say, give me, 30 seconds and what your heart is. What are you struggling? What do you love right now? And you come out and you're so nourished. The problem, I believe, goes into a how. So that's why I believe loneliness is an issue and isolation, because we're surrounded. It's like, the set of Proverbs, it's like, in this water, you're surrounded with water, but you're so thirsty because it doesn't quench your thirst. So we're surrounded by people, but are quenched for deep, meaningful friendship is not being fulfilled because we lack the skill, and we don't know how to be friends. And I think also, that we have not placed appropriate value on friendship. There's a lot of people don't know how to be friends. It goes back to that. And so, what is the purpose of friendship? And in the women's school, I talk about the purpose of friendship is to help you grow to become who you were created to be and maximize your God-given potential. If that friendship is not doing that, right, then we need to know how to create the infrastructure in order to do that, because we waste a lot of time and energy just sort of doing, sort of having a lot of friends without a sense of meaning in our friendship. So I think that's one, is that we need to understand the purpose of friendship, but we also need to know that every friendship is has a in itself kind of a unique purpose. I could, in the women's school, I talk about there's mentor, mentee, and mutual friendship. There's friendships that we need to be mentoring people. And it doesn't mean that we're just mentoring all the time. It means that we could be mentoring a particular topic, could be some expertise. And there's also friendship that we need to be mentored. So there's a level of giving and receiving, that receptivity, but that also that nurture that we have. And then the mutual friendships is two or three. We'd be lucky to have two or three in our lifetime where you share, you go deep, you grow together, and you're dreaming together. So I think understanding not only the purpose of friendship, but the infrastructure within friendship, and then knowing the skill of actually how to go deep in those friendships. In a world that's going so fast, we don't make time and we don't know what to do with that time of friendship. We could be watching TV together, but we're not growing deep together. I think that's, to me, that's why we, our friendship is part of our wholeness arena, because we're not designed to be alone. We're not designed to do it on our own. And I think also understanding the type of friendship that's different as a single woman with men, as a single woman with women, but also your friendship evolves. There has to be a level of attachment and detachment in friendship that's healthy. My friendship when I was single changed when I become a mom and they were single, but we need to know that that's the normal process of life. We die, we grow, we detach, and that we need to know how to do that in a way that's healthy and not grudging and not feel guilty about it. And the right expectations are created. And the friendship that I have now with men is very different the way I, when I was single, with being married for, 17 years. I need to make sure that my friendship, it's not, I'm void of friendship, but I need to know how to be a friend to men in context of honoring my husband. But then I also need to know how to be a friend to my husband. I mean, do you see them? Every time I go back into it, I go into what's the skill that is necessary for everything that I'm telling you? And that lies the problem. That's really why we have a school for women, is because where do women get access to these skill training, Vicky? They might get a little bit here, a little bit here, and a little bit here. And then all of a sudden they're overwhelmed because they can't keep up with all the different things. And it's not integrated and it's not in one location. And that's our vision. If we just gave women the how to design and give themselves the foundation in their life, would it change the quality of our culture? And
Oh,
I
sure.
will say 100%
Yeah,
yes.
sure. Absolutely would. I teach the youth in a few groups, and one of the groups, and they're mostly middle high schoolers, and they're black children mostly. And one of the courses or one of the sessions that we do is to talk about treating women as property. It was very interesting to see, because culturally, that is sometimes still passed down, and it was eye-opening to see the reaction of the folks, because you would think in this day and time people wouldn't treat or think of a woman as property, but that still is today happening.
Sure. I mean, it's definitely not the norm anymore, but there's generational wounding. That's why we need to do generational training, because that's the only way it's going to get healed, is that people get access to training, that there's a different mindset around what women are, who women are. They're not properties. How can we teach them? And as a matter of fact, it needs to be rewired in their brain genetically, right? Because you're saying it's being passed down. It needs to be literally physically. It's like somebody who's had a stroke and has had to learn to walk and talk again. That's the same thing, is that we need to rewire our brain in understanding the unique and irreplaceable dignity of women, but also of men. of human being.
Human beings.
Yeah, we do a lot of stereotypes and generalization and assumptions, and I think we need to make sure that we study the past to harvest the good and not, sit in the past to sit, I think, and become a victim of it. And I think we do a lot of that in our culture. We live in this victim culture that is living on the hormones of their emotion. And if you think about a strong woman, she is not a victim of her emotion. Can you imagine if I was a victim of my toddler's tantrum, of my teenager's tantrum, of my 8-year-old? I would be a hot mama mess. So women today need to understand the training necessary to have mind management skills, but also emotional command. I need to be able to sell to my children the strength of a woman without degrading myself to be like a man, both to my son, my 16-year-old son. I have to do that. I have to model for him strength. I can't, and what does that look like if I'm a hot mess every day, if I'm all over the place, if he doesn't see me as a woman of integrity, if I'm not a woman of my word, if I'm not disciplined, what does that model for him? It models for him what women are. And then that shapes his perception world because that's literally getting genetically wired in his brain. So we have a deep obligation as women, as mothers, to remodel what it means to be a woman
Yeah,
now.
absolutely. And I think a lot of this also comes back to the faith and the family and the freedom that you talked about. And those are areas where I think also our society is somewhat lacking and struggling with.
Tad bit. That's sarcasm, which is illegal in my house. I'm just teasing. But it's not only lacking. I mean, they've taken God out of our society. They've taken God out of our education system.
Schools.
I mean, now they're taking gender out of our school system, right? Men and women can be in the same. I mean, even the way they educate boys and girls, they can't be the same. But that's how we educate. Everybody is a one size fits all. But boys need more activity. They need more. That's the way genetically they're made. So they get a lot of labels in school as rambunctious. So we've really taken God and we've taken sexuality and genders out of our infrastructure. What does that say? It also robs us of our genius of both men and women. What are we created for? And so I think that people are waking up to a hunger to defend their faith, family, and freedom, because the last 3 years, what we have seen is how fragile it was. Ronald Reagan, we're just under a generation away from getting our freedom taken away. I've never realized how true those words were. And so I think there's an awakening of the hearts and saying, maybe I've taken my faith for granted. Maybe I've taken my family for granted. Maybe I've taken my country for granted. And I say that sincerely for myself, because I would say the last 3 years, I woke up to the privilege of being an American. I was an immigrant from the Philippines who wanted to come here. My parents came here to have a better life. And I'm seeing that freedom being taken away as a freedom as a citizen, freedom to be a woman, freedom to practice our faith without being attacked. I mean, it's insane to me how overt evil has become. And I don't, the woman's school is not a, my faith is the most important part of me. And so it runs through all our trainings. Our trainings are based on natural law and moral truth and biblical studies. But really, it's what I call parable. It's for the mass. Because I think that there is a natural law that's governing our world, that ought to govern our world, that we have so tried so hard to take out. And this is why people are unhappy with our lives, because we are designed and fashioned in a way that, you know what? Stealing is bad, lying is bad. There's boundaries within those freedom. It's not whatever you want and whatever you feel like. And so this awakening, I think, which is, I started doing this. I train mindset and skill set. It's not for me to even be political. It's not, but what am I seeing? I'm seeing if not me, then who? Not now, then when? When do we invite women to rise up to say, defend your freedom to be a woman, defend your faith so that your children can live the faith in the future. Defend your country so we'll have a country.
Right.
And honor the dignity of your family that's under attack. And I think the only way we can do that, Vicky, in my opinion, and the fastest way we do that is that we can't change the world around us if we our interior world is a mess. And if every woman that's listening right now, if every woman, we're listening to the news, we're seeing what the world, and if they just stop and say, I'm going to focus on my interior freedom. I'm going to focus on developing my mindset, my skill set, and I'm going to strengthen my immune system, my will, my ability to show up on a daily life. That is how we create a grassroots effort to defend faith, family, and freedom. It is the fastest way to changing our culture is through our own interior work. Because we've seen it. People who try to change the world outside, they're a mess inside. It becomes hypocritical and it's not sustainable. If we do our part, and this is why I think the fifth wave feminism is a woman who understands freedom rooted in responsibility and integrity, who wants to raise the dignity of both men, women, family, and children. And she's willing to sacrifice who she needs to become to serve humanity. That's the kind of woman that I believe women are hungry for now. They just know the how, and that is what we offer in the Women's School.
And I love how you look at motherhood as not a death of dreams, but rather expansion of them. And I think a lot of times women stop dreaming, and it comes from the overwhelm. It comes from a lot of things, but I talk about confidence, and that comes from courage, and courage is surrounded by being able to dream and take a risk and know that you don't have to be perfect. All of these women out there need to stop trying to be perfect and just be yourself. That's, again, why I love this is the me I choose to be. I just think it's awesome. And we do need to redefine success, and the fact that you offer this at the Women's School to be able to educate, to inform, to have a community where you're not by yourself, you're not alone. And I think that's what women need to do, that you need to embrace that.
Yeah, and I'm just going to touch into point dreaming because I think it's very important. Once again, it goes back to who's teaching us how to dream. Most, if you ask women what's the difference between goal setting and dreaming, they wouldn't know. And that's why we've created a really a one-page process of teaching women what is a dream, how do you dream, how to distinguish between a dream, and how do you discover the dream of the season. I think that's what our school offers is very practical life training. As a matter of fact, I just got this lady yesterday who went through Brendon Burchard's training and growth day. And I am a big, huge Brendon Burchard fan. And she comes up to me, Jane, I'm just going to be honest. I love Brendon Burchard's work, but what is different in your work is so amazing in the Women's School is that you actually give us the practical tools. So it's not just motivation, it's not just empowerment, it's equipment. And that's why I said, we have to move out to just empowering women. We have to equip women with, the right skill set. And so, without a vision, we perish. But women give up, their dreams because they don't know how to dream. They've never been taught a dream. It's not a model for them. But number two, you said it was true. They are overwhelmed because they lack the skill, and not just of dreaming, but of managing their life. And then all of a sudden, they're resentful. They compare themselves, and they're bitter, and they're angry, and they're hopeless, and that becomes a vicious cycle. And their children are then in that same woman who's so wounded, not a fault of her own because nobody showed her how. And then that becomes now their starting point. They're bitter, they're wounded. They think women are just, they have, they take a back seat. No, that's not the case. I'm an immigrant and I'm a woman. Really, I could be a classic case to say, you could, we have this part of our brain called a reticular activating system, RAS. What you focus expands. If you focus on something, it will give you more evidence of it. If I'm going to focus on racism, the fact that I have equal opportunity, I'm going to find plenty of evidence. But if I'm going to focus on my opportunity, that's also what I'm going to find. So we have to teach women that what you focus on expands, and it's God-given design. It's in our brain. It's the way it's designed for. Let's use it to our advantage and stop focusing on the things that we cannot change and control.
That's
You know, I'm a
so
woman
true.
and I'm an immigrant. I have eight children. I could say to myself, oh, I can't dream. It's not possible. I have a 3-year-old. I have a 16. I mean, you know, or I can say, how can I make it possible?
Yeah.
And then I have to work really hard to discipline myself, you know, to make sure I don't compromise my family. And that is one thing that I can say to women, and that you can build an incredibly successful business without ever compromising your marriage, your priority of your children, the formation. When I say formation, the training of your children of both their mindset and their skill set. You can do that, but you cannot do it A alone, and you cannot do that without the right training and the right skill set. But I also want to say it's not only possible for women to do that, I think it's necessary. And we were designed for it. Our brains have all these different compartments. We can do a lot of these things. And we can prioritize. We have to be patient. We have to be constantly, we have to pray. We have to be working on ourselves. But I do think it's not only possible, it's actually, I think, essential. Because the alternative is that we won't have a voice in society. The alternative is that then you'll just say women are not important. They can't have a voice in society. They can't, you know, they just need to stay home. Well, some women are called to stay home, some women are called to work, and some women are called to both. The question is, what are you called in that season of your life? And how are you going to maximize your mindset and skill set and your God-given potential to fulfill your call in that particular season of your life?
I remember when I started having kids, and I had been married 10 years almost, and so but it was in the 90s, and so there was still this stigma of stay-at-home mom versus the working mom and putting kids in daycare and all this. But from being a child, a second to the oldest of a family with seven kids, and seeing my mom not work and not believe in herself and not have self-worth and all those things, there was no way that if I could contribute to this family, to this marriage, I was not going to do it. And it does take hard work, but it is so fulfilling when you see your daughter be a great mom, and you see them succeed and believe in themselves. And so I think, it really does come down to, if you don't have that community, and if you don't have that skill and you don't have that training, then you need to seek it out.
You do need to seek it out. And I would just want to even commend you, because I think you've obviously done your interior work to be able to raise children that are confident, you know, because every woman, I think that's a universal desire. Confidence is the freedom to be who we are, right? Why do we want to be confident? And in our school, we talk about confidence comes from competence, skill building, right? And so you've done your work to, I just want to honor you for doing that. And the second thing is that it's not just having the community, it's having the right community.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
that's
true.
important, because there's a lot of women right now that are in communities, but they're toxic, it's not growing, and it's not ordered towards their highest good. So the right community does make a difference. So is your community helping you to maximize your mindset and your skill set? Is it allowing you to be grow in harmony with who you were created to be? Is it expanding your life of wholeness? And that's your answer. And that's, you know, in the women's school, I think we went to 0 to 40 countries in just 3 years. But I think the reason is our core four, which is we have a course, a signature course, a women's school, but we have a coach that you go through the course with. That's really most 99.9%, but that's because, but we have the community. And so what they do is that they meet in small groups. It's a grassroots effort to build your own infrastructure with a mentor that's built in and the training that's built in, and then you commit from start to finish. It's, to me, that's what we are hungry for. Not just a community, but a community that grows and helps us to become who we were created to be.
And the courage to walk away from those toxic things
Oh,
too.
yes. Which is a skill in itself.
Yeah,
You know,
absolutely.
and a lot of times when I ask women, you know, that they're incapable of walking away from these toxic things, because it goes back to they don't know their value. They don't know that their worth is unconditional. So the fear is that they walk out of that, they will no longer be part of something, because we all have this innate need for belonging. So they'd rather belong to toxic than having to, you know, risk not belonging. And it goes back to really a low understanding of their value as women. Everybody is valuable, equally valuable. You know, no human life is more valuable than the other. Just because somebody makes more money and less money, the problem is that women don't believe that because they've been conditioned to believe that what makes you valuable is your body, right? We think, ooh, $1 billion. I always ask women, would you clean your house the same if a janitor was, you're inviting a janitor for dinner or a billionaire? And the answer should be that you clean it the same because you offer that person equal value, that your heart is pure, that your motive is pure. And I think that's something that we need to retrain women, because life is really hard when we have all these like, oh, that's popular and she's famous. And it's, how do you have genuine friendships like that? We put a metric on everyone's head.
And the thing too is, think about, you know, I think a lot of people base their happiness on the wrong things too.
Yeah, that's they because they don't know their value.
Yeah.
And so, but what's happened is that they know intellectually that it doesn't sustain, you know, money is important. I teach about wealth, you know, because if you're constantly stressed that there's never enough, everything else will suffer. But the mindset around it is necessary. But to make money for the sake of money, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
And neither fulfilling. And we know that. We've got plenty of evidence for that. Fame, fortune, power. But you can have both. You can have money if that's what you want to, but also live a very meaningful and life of contribution. That's fulfilling if that's what you're called to do. It's not one or the other. It's both and. It's not either.
Awesome. Well, this we could probably spend days talking on this. It's been such a great conversation, but it is time now for me to share my screen so that I can give you that are watching or listening January's information, so you can connect with her and learn more about the Woman's School. So those are just listening. As always, I should have reminded you earlier, but you should have had a paper and pencil taking notes the entire time. But if not, you can make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel to get this information, as well as the findyourleadershipconfidence.com. But I'd like for you to be able to go to January's website, and that is https://tws.thewholenessschool.com/January-Donovan. We will update this if there's a shorter URL, but right now that's what we're going to use. And then on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube, if you just search for January Donovan or the Woman's Official School on Facebook. That's the Woman with an A, School Official again. And
it's
January Donovan.
Yeah.
Thewomanschool.com.
Just search thewomanschool.com, it'll come out.
Yeah, perfect. So again, just search by her name, January Donovan, and you will find her on those social media platforms. I'm going to let January talk to you about when you go to the website, and about her free course so that you can decide what you'd like to do to be able to connect.
Yes. So if this is valuable to you and you are curious to learn more, I want to invite you to go to How to Be a Woman free course. And I created this course really last year to kind of bring together, come together to head and why we are being undefined and the purpose for us as women for such a time as this. It's free. And you can sign up. It's open month after month. You get a coach, a course, and a group. So awesome. You get a taste of what this looks like for a whole month. And it's all free. And you're going to get a lot of training in this How to Win free course in all the skills that I shared with you today. Not all of it, because there's just so much depth that we teach. I teach a 16-week course. But this will give you it really open your heart to the desires of your heart and awaken the privilege of being a woman. So join us. It's all for free. Sign up for the course. And we'll be so excited to have you on board in this grassroots effort to raise the dignity of women for generations to come. That's our
so
vision.
So very much needed too. I hope everybody will take advantage of that offer. Again, go to howtobeawomanfreecourse.com. Well, January, it's been just wonderful chatting with you. You have so many great insights and very sound advice for women. I I, like you, want to do all I can do to uplift women and have them find their voice and be confident and know that they will be the change that makes our world better.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Vicky, for having me. Thank you for being really in the forefront of fighting for women, because that's what you're doing, and we need every woman on deck. So
Yeah,
thank
absolutely. So, as always, I remind everyone that life is a journey and it's up to you to enjoy the ride. This is Vicki Nethling signing off.
Thank you for tuning into the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast with Vicki Nethling, where we share impactful lessons that help you grow as an individual, grow your confidence, and find the positive and good within you so you powerfully and authentically become the best version of yourself. Remember to visit our website at www.findyourleadershipconfidence.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Find Your Leadership Confidence Podcast.